time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us today. A busy couple of days coming up in Caldwell County sports. It's senior night tonight for the Caldwell County soccer teams at Butler Stadium. Guys will play first at 5:30. They'll do the senior night between games, and then the girls play the late game tonight. And then Friday at Tiger Stadium, it's Hall of Fame night. The new Hall of Fame class will be honored at halftime. And it's a big one as the Tigers host the Mayfield Cardinals in a Class 2A first district matchup that will put one team in first place in the district standing. So lots going on, and we're talking first of all today with Lady Tigers soccer coach Rhett Miller, who is in the studio with us this morning. And Rhett, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah, big game for you guys tonight, a chance to get win number 14 on the season.
Yeah, win number 14 is huge for us. I mean, we haven't had a 14 season win, and since I think it goes back to about 2016. So to have 14 in that year, I think it's 2016 or 2017. That year we were 14-10 for the whole season, and this year we're 13-5. So possibility of getting 14 wins and making it 14-5 regular season is a pretty impressive accomplishment for these young ladies.
2017, I think, was the last 14-win season, and that was also the last year we won the district tournament.
That is, and, you know, it's also the year before I started coaching. And, I mean, you know, back then they had some really in that particular year, they had a whole bunch of really good players, and Coach Jacobs did a great job back in those days, and they had a couple really successful seasons in a row there.
They were actually able to get Madisonville North Hopkins a couple of times.
Yeah, there was a span of about 4 or 5 years there that Caldwell did a really good job against Madisonville North Hopkins, and got a lot of wins those 3 or 4 years in a row. And we haven't been able to quite do that. In my coaching tenure here as a girls soccer coach for the last 8 years, I think we beat them once. So, you know, they're just a strong program and hard to beat.
Well, and when you look at the 7th district this season, you guys are having a great year. But so is Madisonville, and so is Hopkins County Central.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, Hopkins County Central right now actually beat Madisonville 3-0 in the regular season, and Madisonville beat us 4-0. So here we are again in a season where, you know, the top five teams in the whole region, three of us are in the same district, and so and right now we're at the bottom of that district. But you know, that things change when you go into a tournament time. So we'll see how these girls perform next week.
Yeah, the second region RPI actually has you guys ahead of Madisonville and ahead of Henderson County.
Oh, I didn't see that. The last time I saw it, we were right below them, or there even with them, but. It's hard to say that we're better than Madisonville when they beat us, beat us in the regular season, and Henderson is the same way. Henderson beat us 3-0 in the regular season, and so it's they're especially on paper right now. They're better teams than we are, but we don't play on paper.
But this is supposed to be Hopkins Central season. This is the year they were kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, I give credit to how they've grown up a class. They've had a. Last year they had about 8 seniors, and this year I think they have 9 seniors, and that class grew up together playing as a select club. And so they've kind of grown that group up, and they've had a fantastic season. And so, you know, a lot of credit to some of the coaching staff over there and what they do. And so they've had a great season this season. I mean, I think they've only lost 2 games all season, and they've played well.
Hopkins Central is 13-2, Madisonville 10-7, so – Madisonville, not a great record, but they usually play a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah, their schedule, they play Bowling Green, and they've played Greenwood, and they've played some other schools that just we don't play because we're just not in that competitive level. And those are more competitive-sized schools for them than they are. You know, they're 2 or 3 times bigger than we are. Well, they're about 3 times bigger than we are. So, you know, that's about the right quality of school that they need to be playing.
But you guys get to host the district tournament.
That's always a plus, you know. When we can have people come to our place and we get to host, and it's good for the sport here for Caldwell County, and being able to have those teams come in and host the district tournament. It's good for our concession stand, and it gives us a little bit of an edge because our field is a little bit different than a lot of fields, so it gives us a little bit of edge as far as whether or not we can win.
Our field is just a little bit smaller than the other ones, but I think it's legal. We just have to kind of jam things in there a little bit.
Yeah, it's very much legal. It's just smaller than, you know, that's one thing that's weird about soccer is that you can have a range in your soccer field. Yeah. It can be as small as 50 yards wide. I don't know of any that's like that small, but it can be as large as 80 yards wide. Well, that's two different fields completely. I mean, you're talking about two different styles of play. And we go down to Paducah Tillman last week, and their field's 120 yards by 80 yards wide. Yeah. And we feel like we didn't know what to do hardly enough. Not in that kind of space.
But you see it sometimes when teams come in because they'll take a corner kick and they'll send it way past the goal or they'll play that pass out to the wings.
And just goes out of bounds.
And it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, we see that as an advantage for sure because we're used to it and they're not.
So senior night for you guys, and I know that's always a busy time and it's a big night, and you got Lyon County tonight.
Yeah, we've got Lyon County tonight for senior night, and we've kind of done this on purpose, you know, with a kind of a border war thing, and it's kind of a rivalry. It's been with them for years, and the coaching staffs for both groups decided it's the only team we play twice in the regular season is Lyon County, and we've got it, so we play them first and play them last. So it's the first game of the season and last game of the season. Just because it's good for the gate, it's good for concession stands, it's good for fans, as you know, everybody wants to come see those kinds of games, and so we're going to continue to do that as long as all the coaches agree to do that.
Now, it used to be a big district game. We got moved over to the 7th District a while back, and that's why we're over there with Madisonville and Hopkins County Central, but I think not being a district game takes a little bit of the rivalry away, but it's still Caldwell Lyon.
Yeah, I don't think it takes very much of the rivalry away. I mean, if it was the finals of a district tournament, maybe. But I think I think in almost every sport, we would like to beat Lyon, and one of the games we'd like to win.
And kind of unique tonight, but. You guys are encouraging everyone to wear purple to the game.
Yeah, you know, our seniors and some of our players have a close friend in Holly Heppner that is struggling with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the color for that and support of that is purple. And our seniors wanted to make sure that we supported her, and so tonight is kind of a purple out for a lot of our fans. Well, that's a little weird because we're playing Lyon County, who's purple. But sometimes some things go past soccer, you know, and so our girls wanted to support her and show her their support for her, and so we're wearing purple socks, and they're having some other stuff that's purple, and we're not doing it to support Lyon, of course. We're doing that to support a good cause and a good friend.
Well, the trick is a lot of people from Caldwell County probably don't have a lot of purple.
Well, I wouldn't think they would, and so I don't have a lot of purple, and so but I'm not going to wear purple tonight because I don't want my senior pictures with these girls to have me having purple on. But I'll still wear blue and gold. But I'm wearing purple today at school just to support Holly and support this cause.
Yeah, great cause, and you got the purple shirt on here this morning.
Yep.
So that's good, and it's always a great matchup when Lyon County comes in. And tonight the girls are going to play the late game because it's senior night and they don't want to play and then have their pictures taken after them.
That's right. Boys don't care if they're sweaty. The girls, they kind of do. So we always have senior night. The girls play second so that they can have their pictures and just look nice.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Caldwell County Lady Tigers soccer head coach Rhett Miller. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Struggling with ear infections, sinus problems, sleep apnea, or hearing loss? Caldwell Medical Center is excited to introduce a new specialized care, otolaryngology. Their expert ENT team offers comprehensive treatments from advanced diagnostics to tailored surgical solutions. Don't let ENT conditions hold you back. Visit them at caldwellmedical.com to learn more about these services and how they can help you breathe, sleep, and hear better. Caldwell Medical Center, expert care right here at home.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Did you know every time you shop in our Big Deal Store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYOnline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYOnline.com and click on Big Deals today.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Talking this morning with Lady Tigers soccer head coach Rhett Miller. The Lady Tigers host Lyon County tonight out at Butler Stadium. It's part of a boys and girls senior night doubleheader. And then the 7th District soccer tournament is next week at Butler Stadium. So some nice home opportunities coming up to get out and see the Tigers and Lady Tigers. And Rhett, we mentioned you guys are having a great season, off to a 13-5 start. Should fare well against Lyon County tonight, we hope. And then you get Madisonville North Hopkins in the district tournament. So, geez, that's a tough draw, but it was going to be tough no matter what you did.
Well, of course, there's no draw. It's all by rankings. It's all by being seeded, and we lost both of our games in the district. You know, for the district this year, we've got 5 losses, and 2 of them are district games. So that's good for our district because our district is strong, but it's not so great for us. But that doesn't matter. The tournament's brand new, and we'll see what we got.
Got a record chase going on right now. We're watching Aaliyah Towns. She has 33 goals this season and 65 for her career. It's the 6th most for a Lady Tiger in a season. And she is tied for 5th on the all-time goal scored list. And, you know, I know it's not all about scoring goals. It takes 11 people to have a soccer team, but you also need somebody who can put it in the net for you every now and then, too.
Well, yeah, and Aaliyah has been a strong part of our offense for the last 2 years, even prior to this. And so, you know, I'm pleased with her success. I'm pleased with her scoring 33 goals already this year. That's quite a few goals for a female athlete to score in a regular season. And, you know, if you look back at some of the ones that are ahead of her, they've played a lot more games. You know, if they go farther in the region or whatever, and then so it's more of an opportunity for her. And we'll see how many goals she gets tonight, and if she climbs that chart or not. But I don't think for Aaliyah or for anybody that she's looking to climb the chart. She's looking to win games. I think she knows her role. She knows what her job is. She knows where, and she's not greedy with her shooting, and she distributes very well. And you know, a lot of times it comes right back to her, and she ends up putting the net. But she's found a niche in how to be able to turn and move and get a shot off quickly. And if you can get a shot off quickly in soccer, you're going to be successful. And she's been successful all season.
But the stats don't always tell who the best players are when you look at soccer. It's kind of like basketball. Somebody's going to score 30 points a game, but it doesn't mean that was everything to the game. You've got to have people do other parts, and sometimes it's tough to give kids credit. The players all know who the good players are, but sometimes it's tough to get credit if you don't have those stats to look at.
I mean, yeah, if you look, because you got to also look at the other stat. I mean, we have 81 goals this season already. You have 81 goals, and then you turn around, but you've also got, I think we only have like 35 goals against. Well, that means our defense has done a good job as well. And so, you know, poor defense, they just don't get near the stats that because there's no stats for defense. I mean, we don't really take stats on how many people you stop and how many people you stand up and how many people you turn and how many, you know, that we just don't take stats on that. So there's not very many stats for defense. You know, the biggest stat is how many shutouts do you have? How many goals did you allow this season? That's your biggest stat. And we've not allowed a whole lot of goals. And so it's our defense has been tough because, you know, we started off the season and Addie Middleton was one of our center backs, and the very first game of the season against Lyon County, she injured her leg and she's been out. She tried to come back here recently and kind of re-injured it a little bit, and so we've been kind of in limbo on how we're going to in our defense back there in some really key spots. And we've had, you know, Emily Cleje has pretty much stayed at center back all season long, but then we've moved with Kaya Sears and Eleanor Roach and different people, and Addie coming back some, and those girls have stepped up and done a good job. But, you know, that's a position that we really kind of need to practice all year long, and we haven't had that opportunity to practice the same people all year long. And they've still only allowed 35 goals, so that's pretty good for them.
Again, though, you can't just look at stats. We all look at the saves for goalkeepers, and it's always impressive when they have a lot of saves in a game. But really, from a coaching standpoint, you would rather they didn't have to.
Yeah, I don't want the goalie to touch the ball.
Yeah.
I don't want her to ever touch it, because if she never touches it, then that means our defense is doing a fantastic job. And you look at it's funny, you look at, you know, you got some of the stat leaders in goalkeeping in the state of Kentucky, and it's the stats that the teams that are terrible, because they're getting shot on all the time. And so, you know, that's another thing that's just kind of subjective as to, you know, whether or not that's a good keeper or not. And I don't like keeper stats just for that reason.
Well, and you don't want your defense to ever give a good look, and, you know, hopefully all the keeper has to do is bend over and pick the ball up when it comes back.
That would be great. I mean, and you know, just take the game against Fort Campbell the other night. In the first half, our defense was poor. We were just poor, and you know, we kind of got in them a little bit at halftime about, you know, how you play defense and what we know what to do. And in the second half, I don't know that Shiley, our keeper, touched the ball more than once in the second half. So the girls responded very well and came out and held them, and, you know, a shutout in the second half, didn't allow them to take good shots, and that's what you want out of your defense. And I was really impressed that we were able to, against Fort Campbell, to come out and make some changes and really do something good there.
All that said, though, your keeper has played pretty well for you this year.
Oh, I'm thrilled to death with Shiley. You know, Shiley just has never played soccer before until last year. I talked her into coming out for middle school season, and she's tall, and she has long arms, and she's athletic, and she's athletically smart, and she's a good player, and she's been a great asset to our team this year. And I don't know that we'd be nearly as successful without her. So, and she's just a freshman, and she just started playing, and she continues to improve every time. I mean, that child, if she really works at it, there's no telling what she could do with her physique and the way she is, and her long arms and her smart. You know, one of the things the coaching staff keeps talking about with Shiley is that she just seems to know when to come get the ball and not come get the ball. And that's one of the things that you have to coach usually. And that's one of her big strengths that we haven't really had to coach. She just has figured it out. And that's been exciting.
As you look at the second region, who are the top teams overall this season?
Oh, there's no doubt UHA is the number one team. Nobody in the region has beaten them. Madisonville North made them. It was 2-1 against Madisonville North, and it was 2-1 against Hopkins Central. So those are the two teams that are – you know, even though the stats may say that Henderson's up there with them, really it's UHA, Madisonville North, and Hopkins Central that are top three teams in the region. And, of course, two of those are in our district, and we're the third in that district. However, you know, UHA is a very good team with some good seniors and some good players, and they're no doubt the best team in the region.
What does Madisonville North Hopkins do every year to be so consistent? You know, like I would say this is probably a down year for them, but at the same time, they're still pretty good.
Well, sometimes I just have to give credit where it's due. And Coach Titchener is their coach. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that there was three or four, five years there where the Caldwell beat them. Mm-hmm. Well, it just so happens those are 3 or 4 or 5 years that Coach Titchener was not coaching them. So he's that good. He's just a fantastic coach. I wish I could be that kind of coach that can kind of get that out of my players as well as he does. And he's got great players. He's got great athletes, and you know, having a bigger school, he can choose from a lot more, and get some. And a lot of those soccer players over there, they don't have they have a youth program, but they don't have a select program over there much anymore. They all go to Evansville, and so, you know, they go to Evansville and they play in the select programs, the club programs over there. Well, and that makes a big difference.
Well, and like we said, Hopkins Central is really good again this season, which really makes it difficult on us in the district, but. Hopkins Central is the one seed, so they're already in the championship. You guys have to play Madisonville, and they got you here earlier in the year, but do you see some advantages to playing them on your field?
Well, you know, I was really kind of looking forward to if Addie Middleton was going to be able to come back and play, because she's a kind of a really different player. And, you know, as good as Coach Titchener is, he's never seen her. And so this year, now she's re-injured herself, and now we're kind of falling back to some other things. And but I do think that it helps us on our home field. I've watched the film, and we played them earlier in the year multiple times. I feel like that we've got a grasp on how they handle things and what they do. They started off the season not so great. And then they actually added a player that has made all the difference in the world. And it used to be a player that played over here in our club program over here earlier in the year. And she's a good player with a good family. And so we'll definitely have to play our best game to beat them. There's just no doubt about that.
Well, and you kind of hope that maybe Madisonville is trying to game plan for Hopkins County Central, because Central got them this year for the first time in forever, it seemed like. Maybe Madisonville will look past us a little bit.
It is the first time in forever. That's the first time they've ever beat them.
Yeah.
Was this season that Hopkinsville or Hopkins Central beat them. And no, Coach Dischner is not looking past us. I guarantee we are a good enough team. Our record shows it. The way we've played shows it. Number of goals shows that we are a good enough team. I don't think there's any possibility that Madisonville is looking past us. They know that it's going to be a battle. We're planning on winning it. We're preparing to win it. We're not preparing for Hopkins Central. We're preparing for Madisonville, and I'm sure Madisonville is preparing for Caldwell.
Again, it's just one of those years where it's a great year for the district overall, but tough for you guys, because you got to feel like if you can get in that region field, you can beat some people.
Yeah, we would probably fare much better in the region than we would in the district as far as the competitive level of who we play. But at the same time, that's sports. That's just the way that it is. We can sit here and complain about how there's not any classes in soccer, which is just ridiculous. We have to put 11 people out there in the field, and there's no reason that a school of 300 or 400 or 500 is competing with a school that's got 2,000 people like Henderson. So we can complain about that all day long, which I just did.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on that.
Yeah, we could do a whole show, that's right, on the unfairness of that. But you know, we're a three-team district. Henderson is a three-team district with Henderson, Union, and Webster. And I think they beat Webster 11-0, and Henderson beat Union like 12-0. Mm-hmm. So, and then you go to this district with Lyon County, Trigg County, and Crittenden County, and you know, it's just kind of silly, you know, that there's, so we have three in our region. There are three-team districts. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you have senior night tonight. It's a boys and girls doubleheader. Guys play first. I know you've been keeping up with the guys this year, too. Looks like they're finishing the regular season on a strong note.
Yeah, the guys have had two good games this week where they won by one goal, and I was at both those games, and it was an exciting – both of those were very exciting games, a little bit physical and a little bit heated, and but that kind of makes it fun. So it was good to watch them play, and it's good to watch them come up at the end of the season here having two wins and maybe three tonight.
But soccer is supposed to be that way, right? It's not a non-contact sport.
Soccer is a contact sport, and it's having contact is completely legal. It's in the rule book how you're supposed to do that, and it is a very physical game. It can be a very emotional game, and so, but that's what makes it fun. I mean, you know, most people complain about the lack of scoring in soccer. Well, come watch a soccer game and watch how the intensity of some of that is a little bit different.
Well, the other night was 7-6, so
yeah, that was a heck of a game. Yeah.
Yeah, just Fort Campbell missed an extra point, I guess, and but a heck of a game because Colin Tamaro had 7 goals, and again, sometimes the goal scorers get a lot more credit because you can look at the stats, but I think overall the team is just playing better.
Yeah, well, yes, they're extremely young. The boys' team is extremely young. You look out there, I think we were playing Paducah Tillman when I was down there watching them, and you know, Paducah Tillman had 8 seniors, and we have three seniors, and one's not playing, and I don't think we have any juniors on the boys' team, so we were playing mostly freshmen and sophomores. And well, I looked out there, and I just felt like it was boys against men.
Yeah,
that, you know, good thing the boys were fast and quick and could compete. But you know, the future looks great for both the boys and the girls' program. We're kind of in the same boat. We have 3 seniors. We have 5 juniors. And of those 8 girls, I think only 3 of those 8 are starting right now because we have such a good freshman and sophomore class that just tends that they've come up and they've done really well. You know, I did not expect this team to be 13-5. You know, when you lose 6 seniors that all started, and then when you look at you got people coming up, and you don't have very many juniors and seniors coming up, but that's kind of a testament to the way some of these younger girls are playing. So next couple of years should be as long as I can do a decent job coaching, these girls should be pretty productive.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and talking soccer with us this morning. Good luck to you guys. Hopefully you can get win number 14 and then win number 15 next week.
Yep, we're looking at 14 tonight, and we're looking at 15 and 16 next week.
And everybody wear purple.
Tonight we're wearing purple, even though it's against Lyon County. We're wearing purple for Hodgkin's lymphoma and in support of Holly Heppner and her struggle with that disease.
All right, Red, appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Lady Tigers soccer head coach Rhett Miller with us today on the Sideline Report. Again, it's a boys and girls doubleheader tonight at the Butler against Lyon County. Boys will play first at 5:30, then it's senior night, and then the girls have the late game at Butler tonight. Stay with us. More on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. All ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $5,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
See your Kubota dealer, H&R AgriPower in Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, or Nashville Road in Russellville for a test drive.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I appreciate Kaw County Lady Tigers soccer head coach Rhett Miller for coming in this morning. As I said, it's a big couple of days for Kaw County sports. Senior night for soccer tonight against Lyon County at the Butler. And then Friday night, a big football game at Tiger Stadium against the Mayfield Cardinals. It's also Hall of Fame night. The newest class of the Kaw County Football Hall of Fame features D. Kane, Curtis Bates, Gary Bertel Dixon, Wes Oden, Jeff Boone, Austin McGowan, and Sue Sims. Again, Friday night is Hall of Fame night at Tiger Stadium. All the new members of the Hall of Fame are invited to a hospitality table with food and drinks at 6:15 over by the field house. And then all the new Hall of Fame members will need to meet right before halftime down on the track because they will be honored at halftime of Friday's game here at Tiger Stadium. We're going to talk a little football coming back with Kaw County football defensive coordinator Jay Burgett. He will be in studio with us after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are financially taken care of for life. Call Josh Ray with Woodman Life at 270-625-0307.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing. And if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
It's a proven fact. going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Ever have one of those medical questions you're too embarrassed to ask?
I got a tick bite in the worst place possible. I heard if you put Vaseline on it, it'll just back itself out. Is that true?
Community Medical Clinic will join Coffee Talk to spill the beans.
Is hair of the dog really good for a hangover?
Text your questions at 270-963-9038.
How many ibuprofen is too many ibuprofen?
Listen Middle Mondays at 8:15. You might just hear your answer.
Is that normal?
I mean, honestly.
Is that true?
Spill the beans. Only on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in today. Joining us now in the studio, Caldwell County Defensive Coordinator Jay Burgett is with us. And Jay, first of all, thanks for coming in and being on the show this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Tell us how you made it to Caldwell County.
Well, I've made a few stops in my life. Growing up, was born in Madisonville, ended up in Webster County with my dad. That's where I actually started playing football in the third and fourth grade. Then we moved to Mayfield, Kentucky, lived there for all my school years except for, my primary years and stuff like that. And then from Mayfield, went to Murray State University, played football for the Racers, graduated with a PE degree. From there, went to Ohio County High School, was the defensive coordinator there for 1 year, taught PE at two elementary schools, and then worked my way to Madisonville, where I was born and lived there for the last 15 years, coached there for 12, was head coach at Madisonville North Hopkins for six, then went to Henderson County High School as associate athletic director, was able to coach some football with that, and then Paducah Tillman as athletic director, which very exciting. We won a state championship last year, went 15-0 at Paducah, and then now at Caldwell County. So I've been around a little bit, but the thing I experience is what makes the person, so I've always said that.
Well, and we've got Mayfield coming in Friday mm-hmm. night, so that always has to be a little interesting dynamic when you look across the field and see Mayfield.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, this will be the first time that I've ever played them without Coach Joe on the sideline and been to a game without Coach Joe on the sideline. So that's going to be a little bit different. Coach Two's a great guy. I've known him for a long time. But Joe Morris was my football coach growing up. He took over my freshman year in 99 and then took us to our first state championship, or his first state championship in 02. So just going to be a little bit different.
I know Josh Young was the former player here, was baseball coach, football assistant coach. He was at Graves County last year when we went down there to play. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to him after the game, he said, yeah, it's a little different when you're on the other side mm-hmm. from Caldwell County. Yeah. So it's a different look, but, everybody's from somewhere. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what do you remember about your playing days at Mayfield?
I mean, it's just that community is a football town, and I feel like Caldwell, since I've been here, it's been a football town as well, and it's pretty cool to see that. But, you grow up in a Mayfield, and, you start in the fourth grade playing football, and you get there, you play fourth and fifth, you're running the same system that they're running at the high school. So by the time we got to middle school and high school, we knew exactly what was expected of us. We had coaches that were, in essence, legends for the high school that were coaching us on the way up, Larry Jackson, Robert Barkley, all the guys that had played at the high level, even in collegiately, were coaching at the elementary and middle school to prepare you for the high school. And at the high school, I mean, it's a very exciting time on Fridays. Our principal would get on the loudspeaker and say, "It's Friday, baby," every Friday for a football game.
Wow.
And if you're in the high school and you know that you're getting that much attention from administration and community, you've got to perform on Friday nights.
Well, and I think a lot of times when Caldwell County football looks at Mayfield, we try to emulate Mayfield a little bit. You know, you can't go win all those state championships like Mayfield has, but you try to do some things. I know Coach David Barnes was big on, well, Mayfield did it this way, so we're going to kind of do it this way.
Yeah, Coach Barnes was a great guy. I learned a lot from him, too, in my time as a head coach, because I took over in 2015. I think he passed, and it was 19, wasn't it? And I got to interact with him quite a bit as a head coach and an assistant. So, and I know him and Coach Joe were big buddies, and they talked, you know, every other week. But when you emulate at school, that's, you know, that's respect. Yeah. And, I mean, respect is the key in football and life most of the time. If you respect somebody, you're going to take some of their ways, and you're going to be able to integrate them. And I know that Mayfield's probably done that with some things from Caldwell over the years, because the Tony Franklin system and different things. I mean, Tony's from Princeton, you know. And, I mean, Mayfield ran that system for a long time, so there was that connection. And the connection between the two schools is still there. I went to Coach Joe's retirement dinner, and Will, you know, David's son, spoke at the retirement dinner. And when I told Coach Joe that I was coming to Princeton, he said, or to Caldwell County, he said, it's a good place. Yeah. And I like to joke, I told him at his retirement dinner, I said, there's a Falders, there's a Taco John's, and there's a Majestic. I said, they're two very, very similar places.
Well, and if you're Caldwell County, if you're a Caldwell County football team, beating Mayfield is always one of those things that everybody always remembers.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one thing I've heard since I've been in this community, you know, when they heard where I grew up and where I played football. You know, they remember the times that they played and how tough of a team it is. And, I mean, we're going to get that same team on Friday night. And that's what I told the kids, I believe, on Tuesday afternoon. I said the magnitude of this game is not in the wins and the loss. It's in how it's played between the whistles. I said, because these kids that you're getting ready to play against are bred to do this. And I said, you are too. I said, you got to believe that. I said, you're going to be in a dogfight. You got to be willing to do that and put yourself out there. Not be scared to put yourself in a position to fail. And that's when you succeed, is when you play on that edge. Yeah.
But you have to be careful if you're Caldwell County. You have to play the Mayfield team that's on the field and not the Mayfield mystique that shows up with them.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. And I talked to Coach Thompson at Tillman earlier this week too, and that's one of the things we were talking about. You know, I mean, the Mayfield mystique is what people see. I don't see that in essence because that's where I grew up. That's my hometown. You know, that's where I played ball. So the things that other people have seen along the way, you know, me and Coach Thompson have talked when I was there as athletic director. He came from Crittenden. Mm-hmm. You know, there was that mystique, but, you know, he was at Tillman, you know, and there's a mystique there too. Well, there's a mystique with Caldwell County too. I mean, there's two state championships under the hat, you know, of the Tigers. I mean, very few communities in Western Kentucky can say they've won one, much less two state championships. And then the runs that y'all have had, or we have had over the years, you know, been to the state championship in 2012, I think, was the last time. You know, I coached at Madisonville for 12 years. The last time they had been was 1971.
Right.
So, I mean, you look at that, you know, there is history, there is tradition, and there continues to be good athletes and production on the field.
When you look at Mayfield football, though, I think every year I hear, well, they're down a little bit this year. But then when Mayfield shows up, it's the same Mayfield.
Nah, I mean, if you run the same system year in, year out, it's hard to be down for a long time, because the kids have nuances to their positions that somebody new to a scheme wouldn't have. And I think that's the thing that puts them over the hump sometimes, is that they're so used to playing the positions that they're in. You know, I mean, I played middle linebacker through middle school and all through high school and elementary school. So it was one of those things that you knew how to play it, you know. Pin your ears back. Go make a tackle.
To me, the one consistent always with Mayfield, and I'm not sure if it was a coach or coaching staff or what, they're always so good up front. Maybe not always the biggest, but usually pretty good.
Yeah, offensive line is where they hang their hat a lot of times. I mean, you've got, going back, like I said, to, you know, Coach Jack coached offensive line, Coach Collins Wilson, you know, you've got all kinds of – Coach McDonald, you know, before I was even there, he passed before I got to Mayfield. But, you know, there's so many coaches along the way that were off – Coach Counts, you know, all kinds of coaches along the way that – take that group and mesh them together. And all of my best friends in high school were our offensive line. Yeah. It's pretty funny because we still hang out today. You know, my best man at my wedding, my son's godfather, and my best friend, you know, was our starting tackle and starting, you know, tackle and defense. So just good people who mesh together and enjoy it.
Now, when you go into a game like this against Mayfield now, do you look at this as, opportunity, or how do you kind of approach a contest like this from a Caldwell standpoint?
Well, I mean, you look at tradition-wise, there's that factor, yeah, you should be in the game. But when you look at program development, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, you know, 4 years ago, I think Caldwell had won 6 or 7 ball games, and then they went 1 ball game, and then last year 5, and we've matched that win total this year. So, I mean, it's a building process. So this is one of those games that you can kind of regain some of that lure, some of that respect, you know, yeah, that the town and the community deserves, and the team yeah deserves, the kids deserve, the school deserves.
Now, you're the defensive coordinator this season. Is that a job you like? Is defense what you kind of want to hang your hat on sometimes?
Yeah, I've always been a defensive guy. I mean, it's just what I've done my entire life. You know, I played linebacker. You know, I ran the ball some, played fullback. In college, I played defense. But I've been a defensive coordinator. I've coached for, this is my 19th year, I think. And with that, I think I've been defensive coordinator at least 15 of those.
Okay.
So it's one of the things that I've done for a long time. I coached secondary a lot when I was in Madisonville, but I've brought out a guy named J.D. Gilbert. He played safety for me at Madisonville. He's done a really good job with our secondary. Yeah. So I've been able to coach linebackers and watch our box a little bit more lately, and I think that's going to help us moving forward.
Now, as a defensive coach, do you have a philosophy, or do you just see what's available and kind of mold your defense around the players you have?
Fast, aggressive, physical football.
Yeah.
That's what I've always said. We're going to play fast, we're going to play aggressive, and we're going to be physical. The rest will sort itself out sometimes. You know, I mean, I think if you get after somebody, it puts them on their, you know, their heels more than their toes, and you're able to do some things.
Yeah.
Now, we are, you know, we pull back pressure at times, but we want to come after you, you know, and that's one of the things that I've done over the years, and none of the Mayfield coaches are surprised by that.
Yeah. Well, as you look at this year's Caldwell team, how have you guys improved from the first of practice until now?
Man, leaps and bounds, because when I came here, and this is not a knock or anything, you know, Caldwell, we have played cover three for so long, you know, and with that, it was a four-man front or a three-man front or, you know, different things, or a five-man front. Didn't move around a lot. It was very structured, you know, just dropping to flats and stuff. And through 7-on-7, we implemented some new stuff, and there were some growing pains with it, and rightfully so. And then once we got into the, you know, summer practices, there were some things where we pushed some kids and put them through some things that I don't know if they've been through before.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, to see who our leaders were and who our alphas were and who we were going to be able to rely on when the season came.
Yeah.
You know, and then with your first game scrimmages, you know, you find some things out against Greenwood and Apollo that you could do. You're still making substitutions. You're still trying to alter personnel. You know, through the first three games, you're playing a different type of defense than you are probably the next three games. And then, you know, my defense or our defense, I mean, we're still installing. I mean,
yeah,
we're in week 6, and there's still things going in, you know. I mean, and with that comes the illusion of, you know, that you can show things versus do things during a game that offenses may struggle with.
Team is 5-1 going into the Mayfield game this week. The one loss was to Union County, but I know Coach McClung has said that you guys really learned a whole lot from that Union County game. So, you know, I've always said that losses aren't necessarily fatal if they help you get better.
Yeah, the Union game is still a little sore spot for me. The swings of the game just didn't really go our way. I mean, it was one of the things where we come out, they score, we score. I think we pick it, then they get pick 6. Then, you know, we end up in a situation before halftime where, you know, a young man bites on an out and up, you know, they score again. We come out after halftime. We should have had an onside kick, you know. In that game, they had all the swings. You know, they rushing-wise, yeah, they rushed for quite a few yards. But when I look at their rushing total versus the teams they've played, it's matched just about across the board. I mean, Union County's a tough, physical football team. And to be able to get them, you have to do that in the offseason, I feel like. We, you know, if we're going to play them again next year, which we will, you know, weight room-wise, we've got to get in there and solidify our legs, make sure we're not getting pushed out of gaps, and linebackers, you know, will have time to read, react a little bit better. So it's one of those things that, yeah, I didn't like losing that one.
We're talking this morning with Jay Burgett, the Caldwell County Football Defensive Coordinator. Tigers hosting Mayfield Friday night at Tiger Stadium. We need to get to a break. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Trice Hughes has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Trice Hughes, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Trice Hughes.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Jay Burgett in the studio with us this morning. We're talking football with Caldwell County hosting Mayfield Friday night. It is Hall of Fame night at Tiger Stadium. Hall of Fame ceremony at halftime as we honor the 2025 class. But it's a big football game, and Jay, both teams 5-1 overall, 2-0 in the district. So winner Friday night gets first place in the district standings.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's a big game. I mean, it's being able to host two home playoff games versus loser going to Owensboro Catholic second round. And, I mean, Owensboro Catholic's a very good team, and they beat Bowling Green this year. So this the implications of this game are pretty high.
Yeah. I'll give you the big question now. I always like to ask coaches, what's kind of your thoughts on the state of high school football right now, and what, if anything, could be done to make football better, or does it need to be made better?
Well, I mean, the state of high school football in the state of Kentucky, I feel like there for a period of time was on a rise, and then the COVID years kind of took some of that luster out of it with the regulations and stuff governmentally, and I don't want to get into politics, but, you know, it hurt.
Yeah.
And then after, it's picked back up pretty well. I feel like officiating has increased in numbers this year versus last year. As far as the game itself, I mean, if you look at how teams are running, they're mirroring the college sports a lot. I mean, you're going to smaller personnel on the field. Most teams, if you know, because it's hard to find the bigger kids now in the trenches. And like you said, I mean, just people aren't producing the size kids that they used to. I know that's sad to say, but it's just true. So I think it's on the rise.
Yeah. Well, as you look around the area, there's some other good programs around. Of course, I know Mayfield is there, and when you're playing a game against a Mayfield or a Paducah Tillman, do you coach differently going into those games? How do you get teams to kind of rise up to that occasion to play somebody with a big name?
I think if you coach differently, the kids are going to sense that, and then they're going to be anxious. So you have to stay steady in that, and my steady is always up. And that's one of the things that I've always – it's my job to give the effort and energy to you that is needed for the game of football. And I've always respected the game of football because I've said in my life it's given me just about everything. It's given me an identity, an education. I wouldn't have met my wife without it, wouldn't have my kids without football, wouldn't have my career. Just about every job that I've taken has involved football in some way, you know, or another.
Yeah.
So I think it's, you know, all about respect for that.
Now, what has to happen Friday night to pull off the upset?
I think we have to be able to sustain drives. I think that, you know, keeping their offense, you know, in a position where they can't just screen you to death or do some things that, you know, work down the field. You have to put some pressure on them too. I think that, you know, offensively, their quarterback's back. We're unsure if the running back, if England's going to be back or not. He had a torn hamstring against McCracken that looked pretty rough. But, I mean, you just have to prepare that he will play.
Yeah.
And then, in essence, to win the football game, we have to score one more point than our opponent. And, you know, you can look at defensive stats. You can look at points given up. in the end, if we're winning football games, that's what matters. Yeah. You know, you can look at offensive stats the same. You know, I think we're pretty even as far as points given up, points scored. We're probably 20 or 30 ahead. But we also sub our JV in a lot to try and give them reps because we've got some good kids with that. Yeah. And we've probably given up a good five or six touchdowns with our younger guys learning against varsity players, yeah. which is a good thing.
Mayfield always solid, though. They can throw it a little bit. They can run it. And like I say, it seems like if one guy goes down, they stick somebody else in. And it's just you just know what you're getting when Mayfield comes to town.
You're correct. And, I mean, their program numbers are in the 70s most years, yeah. you know. And that's one of the things, like you're talking about, that – you know, they've got kids waiting and to play. And, yeah. I mean, their families are ready for them to play. So they're hearing it from mom yeah. and dad and uncle and cousin and brother who all played Mayfield football.
Right.
And the thing is, when you look at their team, I mean, Malik Kirby, his dad graduated with me. He was on my state championship team. When you look at the Cook boy at center, his dad played, you know, he was a year younger than me, but he was our quarterback on our state championship team. Mm. You know, Parrots and, you know, all the different names that you can go through that are on that team or who have graduated, their families are mostly still in that community. Yeah.
Should be a lot of fun Friday night. Yeah. Coach, appreciate you coming in and being on the show with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Kaw County defensive coordinator Jay Burgett as the Tigers get ready to take on Mayfield Friday night at Tiger Stadium. Kickoff time at 7 o'clock. And once again, the Hall of Fame class for 2025 will be honored at halftime. That group, one more time, is D. Kane, Curtis Bates, Gary Bertel Dixon, Wes Oden, Jeff Boone, Austin McGowan, and Sue Sims. And don't forget, all the new members are invited to a hospitality table with food and drinks over by the field house at around 6:15 Friday. And then that group needs to meet on the track before halftime for the halftime ceremony. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. Also appreciate Kaw County Soccer Girls Soccer Head Coach Rhett Miller for coming in this morning. Again, it's a boys and girls doubleheader tonight, senior night, as the Tiger and Lady Tiger soccer teams host Lyon County. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.